welcome to the ISIS Americas podcast for Friday, 16th of March, 2018. I'm your host, David Hayden, and today I'm joined by market reporter Stephen McGinn, and joining us by phone is senior editor Ignacio Sotolongo. Hello to both of you.
Greetings.
Hello.
Today we're going to recap the American Fuel and Petrochemical Manufacturers annual meeting, which was held earlier this week in New Orleans, Louisiana. Iggy, could you start us off and talk about some of the highlights that you overheard?
Oh, yes. It was a very good session, very upbeat. You have to remember that a year ago when the conference was in San Antonio, crude oil prices were a bit lower. For example, West Texas Intermediate, WTI, the U.S. benchmark, was around $49. Brent, the North Sea benchmark, was around $52. When we met in New Orleans a few days ago, WTI was at $61 and Brent around $65. In the meantime, during the year, WTI actually peaked at around $66 and Brent hit $71. Then there was a correction, of course. But when we look at the price of oil itself, the industry is doing very well. Now, you also have to remember the tragic of the last year, the two hurricanes, Harvey and Irma, that knocked out the infrastructure in the Gulf Coast and as well as on the East Coast. And that was brought up by the main speakers at the conference. Joe Gorder, who is Valero Energy's CEO, brought up the fact that about 26% of the petrochemical capacity had been impacted.
They also mentioned that they rebounded from that situation, correct?
That is correct. And that 25% of the refining capacity had been knocked out. But thanks to the workers, the people, these units were able to be brought back in a matter of weeks. So he mentioned the industry should do a victory lap because of how it was handled. The chairman of the AFPM, Chet Thompson, also echoed Mr. Gorder's remarks about the state of the refining and petrochemical industry, how strong they are in 2018 in comparison to 2017.
Speaking of fuels, Stephen, a couple of things mentioned, both for renewable fuels and also for bunker fuels.
One of the main topics, you know, being drawn out is the renewable fuel standard, how that is up for change. There's some lobby groups, the Renewable Fuels Association, who wants to push for a E15 blend into the gasoline pool, whereas the AFPM, the oil refiners, are their mantra is let the free market decide what it wants in the gasoline. But if you read between the lines, they kind of want to see ethanol being phased out and not be, or better use, and more of an open market is the competition of the fuels. The next topic in one of the sessions was the changing marine fuel standards coming up in 2020. Bunker fuel standards, which you'll know that going from, you know, a high sulfur concentration, 3.5%, 2% something to 0.5% is a big move. And there's a lot of supply chain involvement here. But the main takeaway was that going from 6-oil heavy fuel oil to the changing specifications is going to really hike the diesel demand. You're going to see a lot of distillate demand spike coming up for those fuel standards. So there's going to be a lot of change in the marine fuels sector coming up. And it's going to impact further upstream from the from that residual fuel. So it's going to be very interesting to watch that sector grow.
And I think it also should be noted that regardless of how you feel politically, the speakers at the conference thanked the administration in Washington, as Stephen mentioned.
President Donald Trump's administration.
Yes, the administration in Washington for the tax reform that would allow the industry to spend more money in the infrastructure. And also the elimination of roadblock regulations that have been hindering the advancement of the industry. Yes.
Thanks, Stephen and Ignacio, for the information.
Very well. My pleasure.
Very good.
And thanks for listening, everyone. As always, if you'd like more information on any of the markets we cover, be sure to visit ISIS.com. Next week, we'll be doing a podcast on AFPM's International Petrochemical Conference, which will be held in San Antonio, Texas, between March 25th to 27th. Be sure to listen in for that podcast as well.